Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Sunshine City Film Festival is in its fourth year running in the heart of downtown St. Petersburg. This year, we are running a full 10 days starting on January 11th with our kickoff party networking mixer. We will have workshops, mixers, and film categories, including ladies in film and entertainment. There will be a tour with Film Commissioner Tony Ammer, educational workshops, celebrity guest speakers, student films, independent shorts, and ending the 10 days strong on January 20th, MLK Day, with a red carpet extravaganza at the AMC Sundial Movie Theater in downtown St. Petersburg, showcasing feature films, music videos, short indie films, and ending with an after party and closing ceremony. For more information, locations, tickets, visit sunshinecityfilmfestival.com to be a part of the experience. See you there!
Central Florida Comic Con is coming back to Lakeland
January 18th and 19th with over 100 vendors and artists.
Meet celebrities. Jason David Frank, the original Green Power Ranger.
Cooper Andrews from The Walking Dead.
Austin Tindall from Attack on Titan.
And me, George Lowe from Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Costume contest Saturday and Sunday. Plus Pokemon and Magic tournaments all weekend.
Tickets on sale now at CentralFloridaComicCon.com.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday night, and you know what that means. It's time for Hollywood Connections, the number one entertainment show in Tampa Bay, with Dawn Reiss and Lisa V. Now, lights, camera, action, you're on.
We're so glad Bobby is here, and he's out in college doing backstage production, learning all that good stuff. Where is it at, Bobby?
University of Central Florida.
There you go.
Go Knights.
Go Bobby.
Go Knights. Her John.
That's my old stomping grounds there, Bobby.
Love it there.
So yes. We are here. It is a fun-filled, packed show. Before we go, let me go to an opening song between these two women that wrote this music. It's so adorable, and they are flying high. God is just opening so many doors for them. But listen to this. We'll be right back. we're back. If you want to see that whole amazing video, it's right here called Reunited, and it's up on YouTube. And Valencia, the sisters are amazing. So I am Dawn Reese. We are here with the amazing Cameron from the Dunedin Film Festival.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yay. Yay. We were, I was so honored to be there last year, and we are back this year. But tell us what's happening this year.
This year we're going for 7 days.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. And what's the website where they can buy tickets, everything?
The website is DunedinInternationalFilmFestival.com. We've since shortened our whole handle across the platform and streamlined it. It's DIF Festival, so DIFFestival.com, at DIF Festival, so Dunedin International Film Festival. So DIF, DIFFESTIVAL.com.
Right. Is your dad going to be here this year?
My dad will be here this year.
He is adorable last year, and he is so supportive of you, and I love to see that in a family.
Yeah, I was texting him when I was driving here, and I said, you'll never guess where I'm going today. And, you know, he has great memories from last year, and he said it at the award ceremony that Dunedin is, you know, the city to have a film festival.
Yes.
So he'll be here. He was actually one of the official judge panelists, the final judges this year. So we had six of them, some six top-tier individuals. Courtney King, who was the director of Dunedin TV, director-producer. Catherine Bergman, who was the curator at the Dunedin Fine Arts Center. Elizabeth Faubert, who's a huge figurehead in Dunedin. Elizabeth Brinklow. She's our judge's chair, and she's a huge figurehead in Dunedin. Ray Bouchard, actor, award-winning actor, a philanthropist, figurehead in Dunedin. Stephen Campbell, my father, director photography of The Walking Dead, and of course Carl Zimmerman, who was our director of programming last year. He's a filmmaker, a film teacher, and a wonderful human being.
Wow, that's phenomenal. And then other guests that you have that are coming in?
We have two gentlemen that I met when I was at the Cannes Film Festival.
You went to Cannes?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
She went to Cannes.
Yeah. And it was my first time. And definitely won't be my last time. And I met Fred Eve, who is the resident DJ at a hotel called The Majestic, and it's the place to go for all celebrities during the Cannes Film Festival. And I invited him here to Little Dunedin, and believe it or not, he is coming, and he'll be here on Friday, a week from today.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody your background. I mean, you're so full of life and so talented in every way in the business.
Well, I went to Florida State University, go Noles, and then after that moved to Los Angeles and worked under director, producer, musician Jorge Valdeziga in luxury advertising for Adidas, Ralph Lauren, Clarisonic, Fossil. We did spots all over the whole spectrum. And with Jorge, I actually worked on his first feature called I Was There. It was a film about the 9/11 tragedy, following the story of the fallen soldier and a firefighter who survived. Mm. So through that experience, I went with Cannes to him in 2015 to represent that film. And that's where I first got all like the deep-seated connections and seeing how the biggest film festival in the world is done. Mm-hmm. And then I joined the board of the Downtown Los Angeles Film Festival, ran their social, built their social.
Wow.
Worked with Jay Lathan, who redid their graphics. And then my cousin, Kristen Campbell, who now works for BuzzFeed Manhattan. We kind of got the kickstart there in Los Angeles. And then I moved to Dunedin to help open Warrior One Yoga. And once the yoga studio got established, I said, okay, let's do something in film now. And really, the town spoke to me. It's the perfect town for a film festival.
Are you having it at the Fenway?
Of course.
Of
course,
okay.
Yes. The Fenway Hotel, the setup, the style, the history. The Fenway is an autograph Marriott collection hotel that specializes in arts and music. They actually partner with independent film festivals to grow those cultural experiences within their community. And this one happens to be music and movie themed. Historically, the building was a radio station. It was a private school. It's a little bit haunted. So for those that are interested in exploring...
Java Brothers. Yeah.
So, but yes, it's just, I mean, to be on the coast, to have the beautiful Florida weather and the dolphins and the sunset, it's the perfect space to celebrate the finale of the festival.
Well, you know, also, are you interested ever in producing films for people?
Of course, yes. Okay. I would love to produce films for people in Dunedin.
Right, okay, in Dunedin. So I know we have a couple things that we're going to bring up during the show later with Sue. She has two children's books and a horse, a plush horse that she sells, and she just won a Mother's Award?
Mother's Choice Award.
Yes, no. Mother's Choice Award. Yes, and we're going to actually play her commercial about the Quaker lube and place. I'm thinking of Quaker. where is that supposed to be at?
Quaker,
so, Quaker steak and lube. Steak. No, Quaker. Say that three times.
Quaker steak.
Quaker steak and lube. Steak like you steak.
I'm here trying to hear with the headsets on. I feel like I'm trying to read her lips.
You're right.
Anyways, but that's so amazing. So if anybody's interested in maybe hiring you, what would they do? I mean, if they have a project.
Send me the script.
There you go. You need a script. You need a script. You need a script. That's number one.
Yeah, and financing.
And financing. Yeah. So they have to find their own distributing company or financing?
Distribution company would come after the film is made.
Right.
Sometimes, in the new digital era, it's anybody's game, but there are steps to take. You want a distributor. You want someone that's going to market your film. You want to go into the film knowing that you are making a product and you are selling a product, and you need all of the pieces along the way, behind-the-scenes photographs, behind-the-scenes footage, headshots of all the filmmakers. You want to start collecting those things early on so you're not scrambling at the end to piece it together when you got to go and give it to a distributor, and they're going to ask you for the log lines of every single screenshot and
she
the bios.
Knows her stuff. Wow, that's so phenomenal. Oh, phenomenal. Well, Cameron, also give your social media one more time where they can
DIFF
go.
Festival, DIF Festival, Dunedin International Film Festival.com.
And you also have speakers during the week. So give us some ideas of who's going to be speaking, special guests.
So I want to mention one really amazing woman. Her name is Dell Anderson. And she will tell you this, and I will tell you this, that she 100% came to the Dunedin International Film Festival through God. She looked at the billboard, and she had been prophesied by her minister, and he said, you're going to walk the red carpet, and you're going to have a producer, and you're going to make a film. This was years ago.
Wow.
And she was driving and saw the billboard that said, you know, Red Carpet Film Festival with Katie Ducharme, Luxury Realty Team, you know, Katie, and she has the billboard for us. She sponsored it. She's a huge sponsor of us. And Dell, who has this documentary that was made by a production company out of Africa, I believe. Uh-huh. I think maybe Kenya, but I don't quote me on that. It's a 30-minute documentary. It's called Unchained, and it's her journey to freedom and joy. And we've been working on that logline for a long time, but she has a wonderful story, I mean, of struggle, of divorce, of childbirth, of things that, like, I can't even name on the air. But this film is a 30-minute documentary following a woman, Dell Anderson. If you look her up, she speaks all over the country.
I've heard of her.
She's local to Clearwater.
Right.
And she is, I mean, she's practically single-handedly sold out her screening just by sharing her word. And so I just want to make a special note about that screening. And it's happening at the Andrews Memorial Chapel on Thursday, January 9th at 5 p.m. So we're going to screen the film in a chapel. It's our first faith-based film for the film festival, I would say. And it's opened all new doors about what's possible and how we and what kind of content we can share and want to share with people.
Would you think you would ever have, like, best talk show, like, nominated or best reporters? Or
I already know who would win.
No, she's being biased.
It's not really a competition.
Well, that's so sweet.
I would love to expand.
No nepotism.
You know, someone told me nepotism is alive and well in Hollywood, so
I wish I had a family member out there.
They
like,
were.
Hey.
I do have to say, when I was on Lethal Weapon as a secretary with Joe Pesci and Mel Gibson, and I found out before my young reporter days, everybody was related to somebody on the set. I was like, there was probably three actors that were from their agents.
The reason that I left Los Angeles was because I wanted to start a family, and I noticed that the people who lived in Los Angeles who were actually successful in their careers, getting married and having children, they already had pre-existing family in Los Angeles. And my dad's in Atlanta. My family's on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And so if I was going to take that step to start a family, then I needed to get back to the East Coast. And yoga was my path to do that. And
that's why she looks so good.
Yeah. Yoga?
Namaste.
Namaste.
That's so amazing. So I know we have one of your volunteers here. She's going to take your seat in a second. And she is here. You notice her?
Linda. Oh, my God. Linda had definitely 100% came through God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's going to be on the show here in a second.
Yeah.
Yes. And so she is so excited to volunteer. She's also very talented, and we're going to get into her story as well. And really, today is about the human trafficking, which I did not know. You told me that it was the month of January. So, yeah, so we're going to get into that and everything. And we want to thank you first before we get into this heavy conversation here. And you're more than welcome to come back next week as well.
Yep.
and pop in and talk about what's happening, anybody else that's coming. And if you need more volunteers,
mm-hmm.
or anything else.
If you want to volunteer, go to DunedinInternationalFilmFestival.com/volunteer, or just go to the website, follow through. We do. We need a ton of volunteers to work the box office, to usher, to take tickets. And there's benefits to volunteering, like access to the red carpet.
Oh, there mm-hmm. you go. I mean, always tell everybody, yes. Chrissy's waving her hand back there. She's like, I'm there.
Yes. I was like, are we over time?
Yeah, she'll be there. Well, Cameron, we want to thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you for
thank
having
you. God
me.
Bless you. We'll see you next week. Yes, for sure. Yay, bye. Say bye. But I want to get your volunteer over here as well. We're going to change seats. So remember, the Dunedin Film Festival is coming up. Please go and volunteer and help out. And she's an amazing, amazing lady. And I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be there. And I get to give an award with my title. Oh. So this Lisa. So anyways, when we come back in just a minute, welcome yourself to everybody. Linda, say hi.
Hi, I'm Linda.
That's right. And you're going to be at the Dunedin Film Festival.
Yes. Yeah. I volunteered back in the summer.
Okay.
I'm an agent for writers, and I thought, well, I want to find out what's happening in film, you know, locally.
Right. You need headsets. Yes. Oh. We're good. Thank you. We're just having, like, a good conversation. We forget we're on the air.
Yes.
That's so cute. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. See, Cameron takes good care of me.
And by the way, you need to come on my show with singing. You are such an amazing guitar player. Amazing. If you can bring your guitar next week. Oh, yes.
I got a song and I need a guitar.
Hey. Yes.
Another connection.
Well, the whole group, these wonderful people. These young women that started this group, I'm just in awe of them.
That's so exciting.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I volunteered that one time. They said, why don't you come to our group meetings? You know, we meet once a week.
Well, we have to shut that door over there real quick. But come on in. You all can come in still. You're good. So you're also an agent for writers, and you've got a couple people that we're going to bring you back and do more of a documentary. I also want to do a story with you more on our sailboat. Maybe you can come down. I'd like me and Lisa could do a documentary on you. More of your life, because you're not, it's only an hour show, and we have other guests here as well, but I want to do more of your story, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's so sweet of you to invite me.
Yes.
Now, this is my first time ever on radio.
Yay!
Oh, you're like a pro. You can take my job.
But she has some ideas, but for another co-host, like another day, like a special.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Well, since I got involved with the Dunedin Film Festival, with that group, it's just, my whole life has just opened up.
Oh.
The biggest surprise is I keep meeting all these interesting people, whether they're in film or radio personalities like you, and I'd never met you.
I thought,
well, I'm just going to send a friend request.
You did.
And she said, oh, come on the show. And I thought, wow. You know?
God is really good.
Yeah,
she does crazy stuff
And I keep scratching my head. Well, I'm just a volunteer at a film festival.
But you have some people that you're working with. We're talking about some ideas for Sue. We're going to have her on shortly, and about the books and the people that you have that are from the UK. Tell us about some of the writers that you have.
This happened. It was another one of those things where I had designed. I designed clothes, designed buildings, I created art, did all these different creative things. My late husband had met this young artist back in the 70s and had mentored him. Mm-hmm. And when he passed away, Peter Gerard is his name, and he was over in the UK. We were devastated. His teacher was gone, my husband was gone. And so this one morning I open up Facebook, and he has on there, meet my American literary agent manager, Linda Case Broughton. And I thought,
that happened.
What in the world is going on here? I said, this has got to be a joke. Because I can't write, so cute. And I can't sit still long enough to finish a book. So why would he want me to
we're going to become besties. I can feel it over here.
Gosh. So I thought, well, what the heck? I still don't know what I'm doing. But I'm working with two producers right now. One is in Montreal, and he has two of Peter's works that he is trying to pitch for a Netflix series.
Okay.
And then I had this other producer out in L.A., which that was another weird thing that happened.
But I have to tell you, you showed me the books. You have a press whole kit that these writers are showing you. Now they have a book, and they're pitching it to Netflix. And are you helping them pitch that?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's something they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and what I do is I introduce the writers to these people. I'm the middleman.
Okay, okay.
Basically, I'm the middleman. See, okay. I'm not the one with the talent. But I'm the go-to person. And I think a lot of it, I thought, well, why don't they just work with the writers directly? But I think a lot of it is because of the sensitivity of a creative person, they talk to me first.
Gotcha. So,
ease in and say, you know, maybe this isn't going to work, but we'll try something else.
So let's say I've got some people here. I can't tell you who.
Right.
Maybe they want their own movie and they want it. They need a writer, or maybe they want to do a TV series or something. Is it something that you could help them with?
I think I could. Yeah, because what it's all about is connecting with people.
Right.
And little by little, I'm getting connections. In fact, Cameron was teasing me the other day, and she said, you're my connector.
Aww.
These people just pop up in my life, and I keep meeting these people, and I think, well, where did they come from?
Well, we got to give some glory somewhere.
Just like you saying, well, come on the radio.
Well, I just felt it in my spirit. When you added me as a friend and I saw you were friends with Cameron, I said, I just felt in my spirit to be on here to talk about as a volunteer, but also there are people that need you. And how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm on Facebook. It's Linda Barksdale Case Broughton. That's a whole long story there, all those names.
Okay, and spell that out.
For another time.
spell it out.
Okay, Linda Barksdale. And then Case. And the last name is Broughton, Broughton.
Okay, so when they can watch this over again, because you can see this live on YouTube and replay this show as well on Tantalk Radio Network.
And they can contact me through Messenger. In fact, I think I even have my phone number.
Well, we're going to have to get you some interviews on the red carpet when we're there and talk to you more and get you more of a documentary and talk to you about your life, because it's so fascinating.
Well, and thank you so much for inviting me. This has just been wonderful.
Oh, it's been so much fun. It's so much fun. I'm glad you're here, and we're going to do more of a story on you. And we'll see you at the Dunedin Film Festival as well. So we're glad that you're here. Wave hi to everybody up there. Yes. All right, then we're going to switch our seats with you and Sue right now. We're going to kind of do a little trade-off. And we do have a caller in just 1 minute. Is that Jody? Okay, before we go to Jody, and then we're going to come back here, I want to introduce to you this amazing, talented woman to my right, and tell everybody who you are.
Hello, I'm Crystal Starling Whitfield.
Yes, and you know, I didn't know because Brett had told me, oh, I need Brett with the headsets. Brett, you had told me that this year, a month is also, what is this month? And it means a lot to you as well.
Yeah, it's actually January is the month for human sex trafficking awareness that people need to be more come aware. I was talking with Erase Child Trafficking CEO last Monday, and I'm just a supporter of what they do. Amazing, amazing. And she was telling me a lot of this information. So, yeah.
Wow. So we have also a VIP guest on the phone. Jody, we'll be right with you in just a minute. But also, tell us about your short film that you had everybody in tears. And you have an actor next to you that is also your family member?
I do. This is Cage Andrew, a very talented young man who definitely earned his spot in our latest film, Datafile. My company is Resurrected Entertainment Productions, LLC.
So you and have your own production company?
I do. Yes.
What talented women we have here. Wow.
And I partnered up with Cherie Johnson, Image Masters, Inc.
Hey, Cherie.
Hi, Cherie.
I want to tell you, she is the best photographer out there. I need headshots, by the way.
An artist for sure. I wanted a female team on this film that I wrote, and it came to me because the human trafficking actually was like right in my face in my home And when I realized how easily we're vulnerable to it with the world that we're living in, everything is technology, and my son was targeted through gaming.
Yes. Important, because of all these games that these children, and I have a grandson that's in the same thing, and I have grandchildren, and they're 9 and 12, and what happened
but
to the story?
Parent locks on those phones.
Yeah.
Okay, so I noticed a change in my son, and it went on for like a week long, and I couldn't pinpoint it. And then one night, like about 3 o'clock in the morning, I really felt... That was like God woke me up. Yeah.
And he does. My mother said, if you get up and you can't sleep, start praying.
Listen. Just, you know, take a moment. Well, he was on his game. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, what is he on there for?
Wait, how old was he at the time?
11.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 11. And I do not allow that at that time of night. So I went in there and I said, hey, it's time to get off now. And I disconnected everything. He went to bed. So the next day I went in there and I started checking. I was like, what is this? You know, I noticed he had all these messages. And I know that when you're gaming, you know, they connect you with all kinds of people so you can play a full team, different games that you play and stuff. Well, these people can talk to you. And then they can message you, like, verbally talk, and they can also message. Well,
but can they put their photo up there? Or like,
They can send messages, anybody. They can send pictures, and there were 3 different pictures of 3 different girls that were sent to my son and making him feel sorry for him, making him think someone loved him besides his family and God. And he was giving personal information out, and I'm like, why would you do this? Well, I didn't tell him any different because I didn't know any different that he would be targeted in my home playing a game. You know, something as simple that kids do. And, you know, when I realized what was going on, I sat down and I just had to explain to him the importance of his safety. And it was an eye-opener to me that there's so many different settings in these games that I never even knew existed. Like, you know, like Facebook, you have to go like, oh, this one can, you know, these people can see and this people can see and these people. Well, you have to do that on the gaming consoles too. There are settings after settings after settings.
Questions, because I know a lot of kids, and especially in today's world, they're on the computer and their doors are shut all the time in their bedroom.
Yep.
So was he more solitary by himself in the bedroom? Or?
So yes, they both have their own bedroom, and of course I have mine. And I noticed that like his door was shut more often. He wasn't coming out to eat like he normally was. A lot of times we, you know, eat at the table. He's like, oh, no, I'm hungry, and taking his food to his room. Like, this is really awkward because we don't do that. And then when I said it was time for bed and he had gone to bed and I realized that he had got back up and got back on, these were just behaviors that my son normally did not do.
Wow.
And even his attitude, he started to get a little snippy. Him and his brother both liked the same girl, their childhood friend. Well, the girl started liking his brother. So he was the perfect vulnerable target at that moment for him to feel like, hey, someone likes me too.
So were you in production before this as well?
So I've been in production assisting on set and as an actress and different stuff like that, but I have not decided, hey, I'm going to start doing my own productions until this. I've always been a writer ever since I was a little kid. Creativity has been in my life. I love to write. I love to write.
So if somebody needs you to write for a movie, you would maybe be interested?
Absolutely.
Or a TV series?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's just,
I know,
like,
someone that's auditioning.
it just comes so much to me. Like, I may be sleeping during the night, wake up and something comes to me. I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord, and I write it down. Something comes to me, I write it down and then put it all together. So that's the thing I noticed with writing, you know, it's just like when it's there, write it down. Because it'll be in your fourth, you know, in the back of your mind later on, or you go like, oh, I forgot, what was that? That was a really good line or something that had came to me.
So real quick, so if somebody, okay, so you started to write this, did you how did you get your production money from that? Did you get for investors, or did you figure out your film crew
So on this one, because of my prior experience being on sets, I first of all, I did research on other people that I had not worked with, and then the experience of the ones that I had worked with firsthand. My sound guy, I just loved from other productions. So I asked him, hey, I'm doing this production. I worked my crew around my sound man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted him.
And who is your sound man?
Robert Hernandez.
There you go.
Yes, hey, Robert. yes, I wanted him. And I didn't want it to like, hey, this is the same old group of people doing filming, because you'll see like the same people in film sometimes, just with the different talents that I've seen.
And how did you meet Cherie? Because she's so talented in videography and droning and everything. I mean, she's, watch out, because she's going to be so busy. Everyone's going to hire her right now.
Oh, yes. So yeah. I met her at the Tampa International Film Festival. She was interviewing. And I knew that I wanted this particular film to be a female team. I wanted a female team. I've always been the girl hanging out with the guys, hunting, fishing, and going camping and all that stuff. And it was like the first time that I felt like, hey, I want a girl connection on this. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But and when I was watching her and her interviews and how well she was doing the detail on the camera and everything, I was like, you know, I really like this lady. I'm going to go talk to her. And,
awesome.
I spoke to Ann Johnny Penny. Hey, Ann Johnny. And he said, yeah, she's really good. So when I told her about the film, she said, yeah, I'd be interested. Let's do it.
Well, you know, I have something else, and I wanted to have everybody say hi to you and say your name live on 106.1 FM The Heat. Lisa, jump in. Everybody jump in if you have a question, too. I know you have more questions to ask everybody. What is your age?
14.
And you were playing the star in this film?
I am.
Wow. Okay, so how did it make you feel? Are you more aware of your surroundings and everything, too?
Yes.
Much so. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have a lady, a special VIP guest on the phone, and she actually, it happened to her, and I'm going to get her on, and she has nobody maybe doing a movie about her life, and she's calling from Tennessee, and Jody, are you there?
I am here. Hi.
Hi.
Well, everyone.
Good. Welcome to Hollywood Connections. Make sure we're not on speaker because we're on six stations, and I'm here with my co-host Lisa, and we have film directors in the house. As you can tell what's going on, I'm trying to pitch my idea over to your, you know, your life story, and welcome to the show, and tell us about what happened. I saw your video, and this woman is ultra gorgeous, I want to tell you, of what happened to you as this is Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I do want to say that I had a guy in Alabama that disappeared from a gaming. He had wrote his mom and dad and said, I've got a job. I've got a place in New York City. I'll reach out as soon as I get there. But I'm so excited about it. He was 15 years old, and he's still missing in Alabama. And that is exactly how they alerted him, was through gaming. So I just wanted to say that real quick. But what happened to me was I was 18. I'm going to try to do this as fast as I can because my story is long. But I was 18 years old. I was very rebellious. I lived in a very safe, secure home. I lived in a Christian home because I was a little bitty girl. So, you know, my dad was like, as long as you live under my roof, you'll obey my rules, as a lot of you guys know about. And so when I turned 18, I ended up moving out. And I ended up walking into the evil world that existed around me that I didn't know. I got a job. I've moved in with my aunt and uncle, and I got a job as a receptionist at this place. And I had been there for about a month, and this guy walked in. And when I tell you he was gorgeous, he was gorgeous. Like, he looked like he stepped off a GQ magazine. He was the most beautiful man I think I'd ever seen in my life. And of course, he came straight up to my desk, and he began to flirt with me. And he asked for my phone number, and this was back in the 90s, so it was before any kind of technology or anything of that sort. So I wrote down on a post-it note my phone number, and I gave it to him, and he's like, I'm going to call you. And so we actually talked on the phone for 3 months. He told me he was a business guy, so he was out of town a lot. And I ended up falling in love with him. I talked to him so much. I told him all about my family and how unfair my family was and how I was on my own. And he painted the perfect picture for us. Anything and everything I wanted, you know, he was going to give to me. I was going to be a part of the family. I was going to, you know, he was going to propose to me. It was going to be amazing. And so he groomed me for about 3 months. And then I will never forget, he called me, he told me he loved me, and that he was coming back in town. And I was super excited. And he did tell me that it was just us. So, like, don't make sure you don't tell your friends, and don't make sure you don't tell your family, and make sure, you know, it's just us, because nobody else matters. And I'm going to take care of you more than anybody else ever has. And so when he said he was coming into town, I was so super excited. And I was getting ready to walk out the door, and the phone rang, and I grabbed it off the wall, and I said hello, and it was him. And he said, hey, baby, all my flights are backed up. I'm so sorry. But my best friend, he's a bodyguard. He's going to pick you up instead. And I kind of stepped back. I was 18 years old. I was a virgin. I was completely clueless to a lot of things. And I was like, I don't. And he goes, don't you trust me? Don't you love me? We're going to get married. I mean, we've already planned out our whole life. And I was like, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll be there. And when I got to the parking lot, the guy got out. He was just as tall as he was wide, real big guy. So I thought, surely he could be a bodyguard. I could understand that. And he ended up, he said, you know, hi, are you Jody? And I said, yeah. And he goes, hey, you know, and he introduced himself. And then I got closer to him, and I noticed he had a gun on him. Again, I thought, bodyguard, gun, okay. And next thing I know, I'm blindfolded, and I'm in a vehicle, and I have no idea where I'm going.
So how long were you gone? I mean, was it a month, or I mean, how did you get out of it? And I mean, this is what's happening at Hollywood Connections with her story. Did you hear what happened to her? And here's a film director that's doing a film on human trafficking. Maybe you can do another one with her as well, because it's a real true story.
Right.
And that's as deep. So what happened? I know we have, it goes so fast, and we have two more guests here in the house. But also, Jody, yeah. How long were you gone?
So I was, my story is very difficult because I not only escaped once, but twice. And my book goes into complete detail of what that was. When people ask me how long I was trafficked, I tell them, long enough that it affected 20 years of my life. Never even told a soul my story for 24 years. I never even told my own mother my story. When she finally found out about my story was when she read my book. When my husband of 10 years finally found out about my story, he read my book. So there's some details that I'm not comfortable with giving over the air,
right?
But that everything is in my book.
Wow. So, now, where can they buy your book? Where is it being showcased? Is, you know, please give us that information.
Sure. My website is Jody, Jody, Parr, Parr.com.
Okay.
And if you go there, JodyParr.com. And the only reason I even released my story, because I honestly thought I was going to go to the grave with it, was God started to wake me up at 3:00 in the morning.
Wow.
In 2000.
Wow, I just got chills. That just happened to you. Hold on.
Yes.
Just what did you say on the air? What happened to you at 3:00 in the morning? The same thing.
God kept waking me up.
Wow.
That was when I realized that my son was online, and that's how I found out he was being targeted.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I want to hook the two of you up. Maybe there's something that could be there for you. You know, I mean, has anyone offered you a movie deal on your life?
Or I have had people, I have definitely had people reach out, but I pray for discernment in every single thing I do.
Thank you.
Because of what this is what an evil world that this is with human trafficking.
Right.
So I pray for discernment with everything, but I have had people reach out to me through emails and different things like that. But of course, my story is not out there. Like, I know God's going to put it out there, so I'm just waiting on his timing for that.
I agree on that. And the right timing, the right person, the right everything. It's like his timing could be like in seconds, and we think it's forever, you know, and it is. I mean,
right. It's
his timing. So I wanted to hook the two of you up as well. And Jody, blessings to you. And are you guest speaking around the world? I mean, what are you doing now?
I have spoken on a few different stages. Yes, I'm coaching with Tim Story. I don't know if you guys are familiar with who he is or not. Amazing, amazing man. I'm coaching with him one-on-one. I actually have two more books that are ready to go. I wrote three books in 2 weeks. The Holy Spirit came through me, and I just poured it out. So those are also going to be releasing this year. So I'm excited about that.
Well, I know my co-host Lisa is asking, going to ask questions, and she's going to get in touch with you. I know for sure.
Yes, absolutely. I am. Because when God puts it on your spirit, you got to do it. I'm just going to give you the title of the book. God may not have Facebook, but he gave me the password, How I Caught My Cheating Husband. When I say everything is verifiable, I have a gentleman from the church right here to the left, and he will say, yes, everything in this book, from best friend to you know, murder for hire, life insurance. Like, it's literally, I just got goosebumps. Did you just get goosebumps? I just got goosebumps again. So when I say, like, you just validated even more, because I told everybody this book is going to be done by the end of this month because it needs to be done so I can move on. And for you to do 3 books in 2 weeks, God's saying you got this. So thank you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Thank you.
Wow. Absolutely.
Joni, give your social media, too, where they can follow you.
Sure. I am on Instagram under The Jody Parr, J-O-D-Y-P-A-A-R. Facebook under Jody Parr. I also have Boss Nation. My book is called Boss Breakout Silent Soldier. And so I started Boss Nation for other people to also break their silence and give it all to Jesus and stop carrying it.
Yes.
So you Amen. Can reach me there as well. And I don't tweet very good, so my Twitter's like Jody Parr, I think.
Well, I'll be in Tennessee in July, so I definitely, if I'm coming through your town, I'd love to sit with you and take you to lunch, and then we can sit down, and I'd love to do more of a documentary on you as well. I've got to come out there for a big event, but I will definitely keep you posted. Anything ever you want to bring to the airwaves, let me know. You're more than welcome to be our special VIP guest to call in.
Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I just want to say real quick, if I can, to any parents or teenagers that are listening, it's not as bad as you think it is at home. Like, you think you have it bad because you have rules. You have no idea how evil that world is. So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick. I felt that in my spirit to say that.
No, that's true. Thank and, you know, yes. also, too, so my mother would always say, and I know this is just where I'm coming from, and Lisa, I can say, vouch for Brett, too.
I'm all on of your us. Show because yeah. God said, you have this lady on your show, and I have a photo showing I had a dream to the outfit that I'm wearing, and I told people, I said, I need to really redo my, I don't know what, I'm losing my mind, because I just had a dream that I'm either in a recording studio or a radio studio, and literally like 3 years almost to the month, boom, she says, would you like to be on my show? And then here I sit and I just start laughing.
And you really see, and I pray in tongues in my car. Yes. If I'm driving, if I'm taking my dogs for a walk, I leave my phone at home and I'm taking my dogs and I'm praying. This is my prayer time. I mean, so it's like protecting your family, protecting the loved ones. And you don't know what God is going to use you for. And I just know he's just going to lift you up and just take you places that, you know, he has special things for you. So we want to thank you. Yes, we want to thank you.
And I want to say also real quick that my birthday is January 11th, and human trafficking awareness is in January. And for years, I never knew what my purpose was. And when I got this calling and God told me this is what you're going to do, I just want to say to anybody that's been through trauma or hard things in your life, God has a purpose for you. He has a plan for you. Just trust it.
Yep. Yeah, amen. Amen. I mean, and that's such a great word of wisdom for this new year of 2020. Yeah. You are so amazing. Yeah. I want to tell you, she's beautiful, talented. If there's not another film director friend of mine that's on here that wants to pick this up, I do want to be a part of this with you as well. I mean, I just have so many questions to ask you, but I know we're on the air and we have one more guest to go through as well. But Jody, thank you. But you have a question for Jody? Or did you have one for Jody?
I have something for her.
Yes.
Okay. Is that I want to tell you, like, I know you're a film producer. You got your son involved in the acting. I love what you're doing. I said it before. Like, I thank God for people like you that are making the awareness and really making the shine, because this is for me personally. This is why I love children, love youth, and I love that people that are stepping up to the plate and what God's called them to do is really protect the children. That's priority, regardless of anything, hands down. For me, I was molested by two individuals, one by a teenage boy at the age of 5 years old, and then I was molested at the same age by a married man in his late 60s. So that was a trauma for me, and obviously there's a long story. Wow. But I love what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to be in our prayers, and we love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and Jody, thank you so much for calling in. We'll be sharing anything that you want me to put out there. I'll be sharing your book as well. Yeah. All right, God bless you, and Happy New Year. Godspeed ahead.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
So before we go on and talking about some things, Lisa, you have some shout-outs?
I do. I have a few shout-outs I got to do here. I need to thank Taz at King's Fried Chicken. I am working for one of the delivery services. I don't want to give any credit because, you know, that's free advertising, no offense. And I went into the restaurant King's Fried Chicken at 2216 34th Street South in St. Petersburg phone number 727-201-9659. And I had never been there. And he said, have you ever been here before? I said, no, I'm picking up an order for blah, blah, blah. And he says, well, here, try a piece of chicken. Let me tell you, that is the best chicken that I stuck in my face, okay? It was the coolest thing. I know, I should have brought, I didn't have time to get there, trust me. And his name is Taz, and I promise, I'm going to shout you on the radio because that was amazing customer service. Also, we have Nico's Dog and Sports Bar at 9524 Blind Pass Road, Suite 17. They have free food when there's football games and stuff like that. You can bring your dog. You can bring your animal. There's been parrots. It's literally a bar that you can bring your animals and sit and have a good time. And last but not least, they just remodeled, and they're going to be on your business show, Dawn, very soon, is Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery, located at 2705 54th Avenue North. They're open Sunday 9 to 9, Monday through Thursday 10 to 10, Friday and Saturday 9 to 10. Please tell them that Lisa and Dawn sent you the best Colombian food. You go in as a stranger, but you literally leave as family. And last but not least, Dean from Marine 13. He works out of Sea Dog Brewery at Treasure Island. Please get with him. They do wonderful cruises, and it's just really, really great. So I just want to thank all those who make, you know, this possible and help support, you know, local shows and stuff like that.
Well, there we go. I know this goes so fast. We need to get more hours as well. And then also go to Soap This on Facebook. There's a cruise coming up with soap opera stars. There's a big event coming up in February as well with some soap opera stars. So please like their page.
Vincent.
Yes, Vincent. Yes, he'll be there. And also Kathleen Gotti. Also, before we go, I know we have a caller. Well, we're going to go to Ellen in a minute. Let's go over to Sue for a second here. She came all the way over here from St. Petersburg as well. And Sue has a couple things. We had the opportunity to be on Bay 9 News. And I want to congratulate you. You got Hero of the Week.
Me and Elliot, my horse.
Her horse. There you go. Yes, and you'll see my grandson, a bunch of kids over there. And so congratulations to you on that. It's going to be aired all week. And then also, you've got a big event. Do you have her commercial? And listen, we'll be right back. This is what's happening with Sue.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sue Greenberg, author of Elliot's Tales, a great children's book. I want to invite everybody to a great fundraiser I'm putting on. It's at Quaker Steak and Lube Restaurant, Wednesday, January 8th, Bike Night, 6 to 10 p.m. The address is 10400 49th Street North, Clearwater, Florida. Having a great band there, Soul Circus Cowboy, they're playing, food, raffle baskets, 50-50, and the best part is we're using all the money earned for the All Children's Hospital. We're going to bring each child Elliot's books and plush horse on Valentine's Day, so come out, join the fun, and help us celebrate this big event.
Okay, and we're back. And so Sue's got this amazing event coming up. So before we go, tell us about, you've got two books and a plush horse that people are raving. I have videos. If you go to Elliot's Tales on YouTube, there's a bunch of videos. And Elliot kept kissing me the other day.
Oh, he loves Dawn.
He did.
He kept trying to get her hair. It was cute.
Oh, yeah. I gave him about 10 kisses. He would not stop. And Sue, where can they buy the books and the plush horse that you have?
My website's ElliotsHorseTales.com, and it's spelled Tales, T-A-I-L-S. And Elliot has two T's.
That's right. And it's so adorable. I want to tell you, I've had people in Colorado, and they said, this is the most inspirational, right-to-the-point book. And you are working with us. We have a lot of film directors and producers. We're working on something. It's coming. It's just the new year, and we're getting the right team together with that. So
working on it.
You're working on it. And I also say, if you want to be one of my reporters or Beauty Queen reporters, you can audition live on the air, and you can send in a video. I'm also doing live Facebook auditions as well. So get in touch with me, Dawn Reese, on Facebook. Please watch the show on TantalkRadioNetwork.com. We also have some other shows coming up. Beauty Queen Specials, they have their own half hour with me, and Lisa has her own as well with Hollywood Connections.
Getting Ripped with Lisa V, and hopefully coming soon, we're going to have a either a Latin radio show or a Latin talk show, and then there's a lot of Latin actors and producers, and we need to be heard.
Exactly. I don't speak Spanish, so Lisa does. So that
I'm the Latina here in the group that makes it for all the funding and all the, you know, grants and stuff like that. Female Latina, I nailed it in construction. Yes. They were like, we're giving you the job, even if you stink, because we just satisfied our grant.
Well, I want to thank Amy, actually, Morrison. Actually, we played her commercial as well for the Sunshine Film Festival. There's so many things happening, the Comic-Con event. I mean, give your website one more time where everyone can go to, or social media.
Just Crystal Starling Whitfield on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter.
Awesome. And then I've got an agent for you, a SAG agent under my show. All right.
Cage Andrew.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, guess what? And Sue, I want to thank you. And I got 1 second to give another caller. Ellen is calling in with a big model search. Ellen, are you there?
Hello, ladies. How are you?
We're good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We have about a minute and a half, Ellen. I'm sorry. Go for it.
It's okay. No problem. Thanks for having us, Sue. We had a great time the other day on Bay News 9. I just want to call and invite everyone. We've got Mads Fashion Show coming up for this year. The actual event is on June the 13th at Lake Panasopaki Rec Center. We have a big casting call coming up. We're looking for entertainers as well as models, and that is going to be held on March the 29th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Lake Pan Rec Center as well. If you want to come and be a part of it and you want more information, you can send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com or look us up on Facebook under Madeline Mommy Show or Mad Fashion Shows. Thank you, Dawn.
Oh, thank you so much. And also remember, Women in Film is coming up with Bobby Hill casting on January 8th. And please, if you're interested, you can go to Women in Film and sign up. It'll be here in Clearwater. Super exciting events coming up. And I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everyone for watching on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. And any other last words, Sue, that you have?
Nope. Thank you. Had a great time.
Well, we have something really exciting. We have her sashes here. Her crown is coming in. They just texted me today, and we're going to be crowning her live very soon. Hopefully next Friday, I'm hoping, as our new Miss Country USA, and she's got Elliot the horse on there, and it's gorgeous, by the way.
He's cuter than me, though. Trust me.
No,
Elliot's cuter than me.
And I'm excited about the World's Tourism Pageant System. I'll be there in July, so I'm doing a lot of events myself, and then you've got your title.
Yes, I do, and I'm going to be all over the place. So get ready. I had my sash on by accident because I was showing somebody it, and I went in to bring a delivery, and they were like, "Oh, wow, you're somebody famous." I'm like, "Yes and no, infamous maybe,
wait,
famous."
This sounds like a movie. Yeah. Getting delivery by a beauty queen.
He actually went back in and gave me more money. He said, "I tipped you on the app, but this is cool." And I was like, "Oh, I forgot I had it on. I had to show somebody something with a photo." It was fun. So well, you get delivery by a beauty queen.
I like that.
There you go.
And Brett, any other last words that you have? Give your social media because you're so amazing. I love watching your videos.
My name is J. Brett Salazar, and I have a Facebook page also called J. Brett's Journey, where I'm open, honest, transparent, sharing about my life. Not ashamed. I'm not. I don't have a stronghold of guilt and shame holding me back anymore. But I do want to say, Dawn Reese and Lisa V, we absolutely love you. You guys are amazing. Thank you. You ladies are all over the place. We absolutely love you, and you guys are in our prayers.
Thank you so much. Also, give your name one more time.
Cage Andrew.
And have you done any other films than the one that your mom did?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so you're really good. Okay, we have 1 minute. He's circling 1 minute. Come on over here.
He's got a cool Doritos commercial.
Yay!
Mom forgot the Doritos.
Oh my gosh, that is so super cool. I want to see that.
It's really good.
Wow, and then give your social media one more time.
Doritos,
we have 1 minute.
Right?
Linda
Barksdale Case Broughton. That's on Facebook.
Well, we're going to do more of an interview with this beautiful, talented lady, and she's going to be volunteering. You'll see her at the Dunedin Film Festival as well. And we got, oh my God, so many. Hacking Hollywood.
Yes,
Hacking
I can't
Hollywood.
Wait.
That's coming
gonna
up.
That's going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. That is going to be so much fun. They're great.
And the Jabba Brothers, we're going to be there.
Amazing.
Yes, and so much more. I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen and start to pray when you wake up at 3 in the morning, get on your knees and say, God, what am I up for? And there's a reason. All right, we'll see you next week, Hollywood Connection. Bye.
Thanks for having me, Dawn.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Bobby.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.